Let the band play.
Baby, lately I've been going crazy lately. Yeah, I've been getting paper. Made a whole end without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of poles on a new
station. Alrighty. Welcome back to the Future of NFT Podcast, the most efficient and realist podcast in the NFT world. I'm your host, Jared. Today, we are going to be talking about culturally significant things happening in the NFT space today. If you're new here, I want to give you a very warm welcome. If you're new to NFTs, blockchain, Web3, I'd highly suggest you start episode 1 where I explain NFTs to my mom, work your way all the way through the spicy-ass catalog, and I'm confident either I or one of the guests we've had on will teach you something 100%. If you're not new here, welcome back, baby. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and get straight into it. So one thing I've been seeing a lot is a lot of talks about decentralization, but not necessarily mentioning NFTs or even hinting at Web3, digital assets, like really nothing even like that. So I was reading this online. So basically there's this company that's creating a book about the next generation of the internet, and it's not a book that I've talked about before. This is something new that I saw. And in the book, they reference the past, right? Like, oh, Web 1 was this, Web 2 was this, and the next, without even saying Web 3, they're just saying the next version of the internet is decentralized, right? And so, of course, if you have been listening along, you know Web 3, right? Decentralization. That's just where it's moving. So I think it's interesting that people won't necessarily talk, or they won't necessarily say out loud, or they just won't say NFTs, right? or any of this shit, right? Or crypto or blockchain, right? But they're talking about decentralization because they know it's important. So it's one of those things that I'm just keeping an eye out for, because that is Web3, right? Like, that's the entire point, right? So I just thought that was interesting, and it's something that I keep on seeing a lot, just talks of decentralization. And I have an ongoing theory, and I'll either get destroyed in the future or I'll be correct. So I guess we'll see. That's the best part, right? I can just sit here and just try to guess what I think is going to happen, and maybe I'm right, maybe I'm completely wrong, right? I'm fine either way. With this prediction, there's just going to be, I've said it before, there's going to be a decentralized app that comes out. I don't know if it's going to be Gigabrain Musk, right? Elon Musk comes out with some shit, right? You know, he's always popping some shit out. So I don't know if it's going to be him, or if Zuckerberg's, right, you know, low-key, he's training to fight Musk, and they're going to have the fight of the century of who's going to own the decentralized platform, right? You never know, right? You know, Elon Musk and Zuckerberg were talking about fighting. So again, I think even though that's old as fuck news, I still randomly think about it and get excited, because I'm just like, you know, fucking Elon Musk is not like, just like, he thinks about Mark and he's like, I'm gonna fuck this guy up in the ring one day. And it's the same with Mark Zuckerberg. You know, he's like, fuck Elon Musk, I'm gonna get his ass in the ring one day. So these guys, of course, they think about this shit. Unless I'm the only one thinking about it and nobody gives a fuck about it. but I don't know. So I think there's going to be a decentralized platform. It's going to go crazy. People at first are going to like not understand. And then they're going to realize that's what they all along wanted and needed, right? So that's just super interesting. One other thing that just a funny thought is, these two things are the most true things about NFTs or just NFT projects, right? On one hand, you can spend all the money and you could get all the resources in the world. You could talk to the, quote, best people in the NFT space, and y'all could all get along this one specific project, right? If you just have Project A, let's just call it Project A, right? You've got an unlimited amount of capital to use, unlimited amount of resources, right? You've got the best designers, the best whatever for this NFT project, right? Like, you've gotten all your, quote, ducks in a row, and everything's going to be a great launch. It's great utility. The community wants it, right? Whatever. That's Project A, Now, let's think about Project B, right? Project B could literally be some degen in North Dakota. Fucking, he's 14 years old. He finds a rubber ducky with a weird hat and a fucking pencil in his ass, right? And so you got Project A, Project B, right? You can spend all this money and time and energy on Project A, and it could not even go nearly as good as Project B, right? And Project B is the degen that just threw some shit out of his ass and just posted it up. That's the fascinating culture of Web3 or crypto. It's like you can have a perfectly put together, well thought out project, right? And it could maybe do good, maybe it could do decent, it could do all right, you know, man, not that well. It could also do really good, right? But to the same extent, you could have Project B with no fucking effort, no money, no time, no resources, go fucking parabolic, right? Just because it's like a degen thing, right? Like if some guy on crypto Twitter just decides that this rubber ducky with a cool hat and a pencil on his ass is cool, that like all people have to do is start making memes and that fucking project is gonna go insane, right? Like we've seen it before. There was one project, fuck, what was the name of that project? I talked about it last year. Oh, that's what it is. The goblins. Oh my gosh, people were hyping that project up so bad. And look, I'm gonna be real, I'm gonna be so fucking real here. I called that project out and I said, that project is bullshit. This is completely hype. The art is fucking disgusting. Like it's, and again, the floor price right now of that project tanked to the fucking ground. Like it's, it was one of those things, like it was just too obvious that it was just completely all off of hype, right? Because the goblin was so fucking ugly and it was just one of those things that people thought like, oh, I'm going to buy this fucking goblin and it's going to go crazy because everyone's talking about it and blah, 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 you know? So it's just one of those things. That's why I think crypto Twitter and just crypto in general is just fun because you never fucking know what's going to hit or what's going to pop with the culture. Like you just don't know, right? Like it's just it. Those two things are very true. Like you could have an NFT project with, again, little to no energy pop the fuck off just because it's culturally relevant or it's cool or someone thinks it's cool, whatever the fuck. And there you go, right? So I think it's also... That just always fascinates me. Like, it just always fascinates me. However, it is still true that if there's an artist, maybe a country singer, maybe a rap artist, whatever, maybe any band, literally any genre, doesn't matter at all, that already has a following, you still obviously want to put time, effort, and you want to make it right, right? Strictly for your community or for your fans, right? Your super fans, which I always talk about, because... Again, they want access to you. They want utility from you. They want to own a piece of your brand, even if it's not a physical collectible, right? They want to, even if it's digital and they could flex it digitally, that is still cool. On to the next thing. So this is off topic, but it's not, right? So if you've been hearing all this shit going on with P. Diddy, right? As I just said that, fucking the feds just tapped into the podcast right now. feds are now listening. All this shit going on with P. Diddy, I'm not even going to talk about, like, I don't even give a shit about that. I'm not even, like, that's not even why I brought this up, but actually just a little backstory for context. So if you're not aware about all this stuff going on with P. Diddy, can't even say his name now. P. Diddy was a musical artist, and all of a sudden, I don't know if shit's been going on, of course, like people are leaking all these different clips and videos and photos and blah, 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 right? And I don't know, right? I never know the full context of any of this shit. It's just what we see on headlines. And is it true? Maybe. Is it not true? I don't fucking know. You never know. So Diddy, apparently, they raided his home and he took off on his jet and, like, he's involved with, like, some type of sexual conduct and blah, 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 like, whatever. Just all this shit. Okay, cool. Whatever. So some guy, some fucking DJ, of course, goes and makes a P. Diddy, like, NFT, right? And he's saying, hey, I have footage of P. Diddy. Like, I have I think it was, like, 4 terabytes or something crazy. Like, just apparently this guy or gal or whatever has a bunch of footage of P. Diddy. And basically footage that the feds or the police, right, would love to obtain, right? Because they want, if you're doing an investigation, you're raiding someone's home, you want all evidence, right? Any evidence you want so you can dig into and whatever the fuck, right? So, so this guy fucking apparently has all this evidence of Diddy doing weird stuff and clips and videos and photos, whatever the fuck. So he made it into an NFT and he's selling it for $1.5 million. So at this point, nobody, or not that I know of, has put in any type of offer or has said that they're interested. Because again, this could be total fucking bullshit, right? And it wouldn't surprise me, again, being in this space for, I've been maybe in crypto or NFTs for, I'd say maybe like 3 years now. None of that shit fucking surprises me. Like, like none of this shit surprises me. Like, I'm just not surprised anymore, right? If I saw P. Diddy NFT sold tomorrow for $1.5 million, I would be zero surprised. I would just be like, okay, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? Because it's always some shit. Like, it's just always some random shit selling. And so this wouldn't surprise me at all. But it's just interesting. Because again, this guy or gal, right, is probably trying to be super anonymous and just trying to get this NFT sold just to get some money. And then whoever buys it, there's probably not shit on it. Or there could be, right? I could be completely wrong, but I don't know. It's just, it's interesting to think about. Like, it's just an interesting concept. Like, I don't know that if I had all this footage of P. Diddy that I'd be like, hey, let me just go make a fucking NFT and sell it for 1.5. I don't know. Maybe it's a GigaBrain move. Maybe it's a GigaBrain play. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. But that was interesting to me. So the next thing, not your keys, not your coins. So we've heard this a lot, or maybe you haven't, but that is the saying, right? So you can download Coinbase, right? You want your uncle or your aunt to like, hey, Aunt Betty, right? I'm making this shit up. Hey, Aunt Betty, Bitcoin's gonna go crazy. Like, you should probably own some or whatever. And she's like, oh, okay, how do I buy some, right? So typically, when this happens, somebody or maybe a family or friend, they'll go to Coinbase, right? Or one of these exchanges, Coinbase, pretty much the most popular one. However, it's still centralized. It's not decentralized. So if you have a Coinbase account, you don't technically own your keys, right? So if you don't own your keys, it's not your coins, period. Just point blank, period. So for me, Jared, I have multiple wallets. I have a hot wallet online where I can buy, and that's where I buy NFTs, or I have them on my phone. It's considered like a hot wallet, and that's why I don't click links, and I'm always talk about links because it just takes a link and a sign to completely flush out your wallet. So I have a cold wallet, right? So I actually own the keys, right? I have the keys, so it is my coin, right? Going through Coinbase, let's just say in 20 years, you have a good savings in Coinbase, right? And you have $20,000 in Coinbase, $10,000, $500 in Coinbase, whatever it is, right? And Coinbase all of a sudden says, hey, we are shutting down, or hey, this happened. We had a hack and we lost this, or whatever. Point being, it's still centralized. You never know what's going to happen. And Coinbase could withdraw your funds and say, fuck you, and that's it. And you're not going to do anything about it. That's just the reality. You're just not going to do anything about it. You can send an email to their help support, but I mean, what? I mean, you know, like, it's, nothing's going to happen. So it's one of these things that obviously it's kind of like it's obviously good to know. It's like one of those day one things. Like, yes, this is like the premise of the entire thing. Like, why is even crypto, like, you know, like, why is it even a thing? So I don't know. I think it's interesting because I always talk about culturally relevant things that happen. And when I see streamers, right? Streamers are people that go on Twitch and they stream all day, right? People write in. So you might recognize Aiden Ross, or I think his name is iSpeed or something. I am Speed. Some shit like that. He loves Cristiano Ronaldo. so that's what I know about him. But I think Aiden Ross, and there's definitely a few other guys, but I'm not really like I haven't watched stream. I've never watched a live stream personally. But I always see the clips. Always see the clips. So when I see Speed or one of these big influential characters, right, talking about Coinbase, talking about crypto, it's that push. Like, it's just that thing. Because, again, their fan base is younger, right? Aiden Ross's fan base is younger. It's that 15 to 20 crowd. And so them talking about Coinbase, or I think IShowSpeed he added Coinbase and said, oh, like, fuck you, I can't get my funds, or blah, 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 like, whatever. This is why, again, you need your offline cold wallet. I personally prefer Ledger. I actually just moved this past weekend, and that was one of those things that I was super, like, high alert on. Like, hold on, where's my seed phrase? Because, again, that is your key. If you don't have your seed phrase, you don't own your wallet, right? So it's crazy, right? Like, it's a wild, wild west for sure, but it's just definitely important to learn about the cold wallet. And the education there is definitely just the biggest part. None of that shit is easy. Like, it's just not, unless you're just an absolute giga chad, giga brain tech guru. But for your average, I'm like an average guy. Like, I wouldn't say I'm super fucking techie, like, at all by any means, but it wasn't that crazy, but it was still something that I had to educate myself on. Transferring all your shit from different wallets is a process for sure, and it's something to be very careful of. But yeah, your seed phrase, having that in a very locked, stored environment, not taking pictures of your seed phrase because you never know, not sharing your seed phrase with anybody, like, even if you think, oh, I'm just going to give it to my buddy, or, oh, fucking my uncle, or whoever the fuck, like, don't give your seed phrase to nobody. So, I don't know, it's just crazy, but I think it's so interesting when I hear streamers talking about crypto and all this shit. It's like, dude, it's just... like, you cannot convince me otherwise that crypto is not gonna be a thing. Like, it's gonna be such a fucking thing. Like, it's just, it's so obvious to me. Like, that's where the culture is moving. It's just, it's too obvious, and literally nothing is stopping it. Like, nothing is stopping it, which is even crazier to me. So the SEC and all of these headlines going out shitting on crypto, and then the next run, they're not shitting on crypto. And, like, it's just crazy to see these side-by-side comparisons of even, like, BlackRock, right? These huge financial institutions, just, like, 2 or 3 years ago, they were literally shitting on Bitcoin, shitting on crypto, like, just shitting on it, saying it's fucking a scam, it's the biggest scam, blah, blah, blah. Now you look at the headlines, BlackRock says Bitcoin is digital gold, right? It's like, dude, like, it's all this shit, right? So, I don't know. I think, yeah, it's just interesting. And also Elon Musk talking about the Doge payments, right? Like, the whole Solana meme coins, like, those are going crazy right now. Me personally, I'm not good at that. Like, I will get shitted on. Like, I'm not a good, what do you call it? I'm not good at, like, the quick flip. I know guys that are. I know guys that make fucking money. That is not me. I am not that type of, like, I buy something for this amount and I sell it later for this amount. You know, like, I'm just not good at that. Like, there's guys that are good at looking at charts and doing all this shit, and that is just not me. So I know a lot of people are going crazy with the Solana meme coins right now. I'm just terrible, like, at that shit. Like, I don't even know. Even at gambling, I know it's like, it's luck, unless you're playing, like, poker or some shit. But, like, even when I go to the casinos and, like, like, I went to a casino on a cruise, when I went to the cruise with my girlfriend, and I'm so bad. Like, I put in 20 bucks and I was just like, all right, let me just throw in 20 bucks. Because for me personally, losing $5 is, like, fuck. Like, losing $10 gambling, like, it literally, like, hurts my heart, right? Like, I'm just that type of person. Like, I could be a millionaire, billionaire, it doesn't matter. That stuff still, like, just, it hurts, right? Like, it just still stings when you lose it. It's just, I don't know what it is. So, I just threw a little $20 bill, pressed one button, and I was down, like, $5. So, so, like, I literally lost $15 on one button, right? And that's me being dumb. Probably I should have done a max bet, even though some people just max bet all the time, and that's the trick, they say. I don't know, right? No one knows the tricks. It's all luck. But but yeah, like I remember just putting down 20 and I was like, all right, let's start this run. I'll be here for, you know, maybe like 10, 15 minutes. One button, boom, $15 gone. I was like, all right, now I got $5. $5, let's go. How many millions can I win with this $5 bill? But anyway, I'm shit at gambling. There's other guys that are not bad at this at all. They're good at, again, just the trading and shit. But all I'm going to say is crypto, digital assets, still on the rise. Nothing stopping it, despite what the headlines say. They'll come back in a year or two and correct themselves. I'm sure of that. But anyway, that is the end of today's ramble. hope everyone is enjoying their week. It's just a Monday, so you can't, I mean, come on, I hope your Monday was great. Actually depends when you're listening to this, but anyway, this podcast was everywhere. We're gonna actually wrap it up. If you want to reach me on Instagram, do not. If you want to reach me on Twitter, it's going to be THEEJARROD. If you want to leave a voice message, the link is in the show notes. Alternatively, my email is down there. Please hit me up on email. Let me know what you're working on. What are you excited about? What type of projects are you looking at? Show me some Solana meme coins. Like I'm going to try to dabble with it. I'm going to fuck with it for a little bit. See if I can just check it out. Just to check it out. It's always just fun. Like just to see. So yeah, let me know what you're working on. What culturally relevant things are you seeing? Music. Tell me about music. I'm working on something. I can't even give a date about when it's going to be released or what. I just can't give any specifics, but hopefully we're going to have some. The idea of this show that I want to do is where I just give away my playlist of what I listen to. And I just play snippets of each song. So I think that's super cool. I'm not just going to say this just to toot my own horn, but I have a fucking hard ass playlist. That's just what I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I have a hard ass playlist. When I get in the car with people and I'm on aux, I will fucking make the shit pop, right? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Again, I'm not trying to toot my horn too much, but I just have a hard playlist. I have an ear for what sounds like boom, and I could just play it in front of someone and they'll be like, yeah, that's hard. So anyway, that is to come. But as always, I need to listen to new music, right? I have to filter through. I have to see, oh, this is good. This is not my type, my style, whatever. That, hold on real quick. I'm sorry. We're not going to wrap it up just yet. Hold on. One thing also I've been thinking about, which is fucking crazy, is the AI in your music, right? Like, there's going to be a point 100% where AI knows your playlist and it gives you new songs to listen to based off of whatever you literally want. If there's certain beats, right? Like, oh, like this beat's a country type beat or whatever. Or when the artist talks about flowers and houses and chairs and trucks, then this song, right? Like, so it'll scan different lyrics based off of the lyrics. Excuse me. Based off of the lyrics that you like, it'll scan other songs and say, oh, this song talks about this, this, and this, similar to this song, right? Here's a suggestion for you. Or this beat is similar to these beats, right? So here's another song suggestion. Here's another artist suggestion, right? Like, that is so fucking sick. So discovering new music, that is some shit. I love discovering new music. That's like the best. That's like one of my favorite pastimes, literally. Just, I'll go to my living room, throw on headphones, and just go through SoundCloud and just listen to artists. Like, I'm talking about, and it's crazy because I'll come across music of like, this guy has like 5 followers on SoundCloud and he's fucking hard, right? Like, those are gems to me. So anyway, that shit is to come and that shit is exciting. But that is actually the end of today's podcast. Again, hit me up on email. Do not be shy. Do not be shy. Please do not be shy. I'll respond back. We can hop on a FaceTime call, Zoom, chat about whatever the fuck you want. Because again, I learn from you. You learn from me. It's the perfect sauce. So that is the end of today's episode from all around the world. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
my new baby lately. I've been going crazy. I've been going crazy lately. I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, I've been going crazy, crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been getting paper, paper. Made a hole in without a motherfucking major label. Yeah, they like clock, you major. I just set a new set of foes on a new Mercedes. Bitch trying to have my.